Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Lime. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe SQ. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Lime is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Snyder scores. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hargan out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from SQ and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. SQ is walked intentionally. May moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Vicente Romo now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. One out. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan is hit by the pitch. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Askew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo is 0 for 0 in the game. Romo hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Lou Krause. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Donaldson reaches second base with a double. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for John Donaldson. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Odom scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Mike Paul now pitching. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Green now playing second base. Jack Aker now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Joe Askew. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Vern Fuller now playing third base. Duke Sims now catching. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harris pinch hits for Mike Paul. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.